So within MAP 21 that was passed under the Obama administration, a congressional mandate came out of that legislation to move the trucking industry towards electronic logging devices and away from paper logs. So the implementation deadline for these devices is December 18th, 2017, which is literally around the corner.
And she explains what NCBA is doing to ensure a smooth implementation.
So these are two separate issues. There's the device itself, and then the device is tracking the hours of service that our drivers have to follow. The issue here is that we have been asking as an industry in numerous ways for flexibility under the hours of service. Our industry and our livestock haulers are very different from other haulers or hauling live animals, and the welfare of those animals is the most important, as well as the safety of the driver and others on the road. As a livestock industry, we have a great safety record, and we know that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration cares a lot about the bottom line, which to them is safety. But we continue to have conversations with them as we talk about the devices and the hours of service and how we can work with them to add some flexibility for our industry.
And Allison talks about legislation efforts concerning ELDs.
We have language that we were able to get into the Transportation Appropriations Bill through the House side. We have language in that bill that gives a one-year delay for livestock haulers and bee haulers. And we have Congressman Valadeo of California to thank for that language. We still have to get that language through the full appropriations process, and we also have to get our Senate friends on board. We're continuing to have those conversations on the Hill so that we can get that language across the finish line. Again, it's just a one-year delay so that we can continue our conversations with FMCSA and work on the bigger issue here, which is the need for flexibility for livestock haulers under the hours of service. There is also a bill that NCBA has been supportive of. It's a new bill, H.R. 3282, from Congressman Brian Babin of Texas. It is a two-year delay industry-wide on the ELDs. But again, the goal is the same, to continue conversations with FMCSA and with members of Congress to let them know that there's some flexibility that's needed on the hours of service for different industries that are hauling very different things.
Allison also encourages producers to contact their members of Congress about the ELD issue.
Getting out the word, calling your members of Congress, telling them that you're concerned that the ELDs are going to be implemented in December and that we're just not quite ready yet. We need a little more time to work. So asking them to support the appropriations language that we have, as well as support for the Babin Bill, H.R. 3282.